Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, July 12th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. NATO votes on Ukraine. Microsoft can get even bigger. A runner wins a major lawsuit. And this percentage of Americans engage in sleep divorce. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. First, NATO leaders are meeting in Lithuania right now, and they voted to not have Ukraine join NATO. If they did, then the next bomb that Russia drops in Ukraine, all of us would then have to join in and defend Ukraine. That's Article 5 of the NATO alliance. But they did say Ukraine's future is in NATO. Quote, we will be in a position to extend an invitation to Ukraine to join the alliance when allies agree and conditions are met. Microsoft is looking to acquire video game company Activision Blizzard. This would combine Microsoft's Xbox video game division with the publisher of major video games Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush, among others. A federal judge ruled that Microsoft can buy them, which means there's no more obstacle in the way of these two companies merging. If you don't play video games, it's hard to fathom how massive this industry is. Globally, $347 billion for video games, and mobile gaming is $248 billion. The movie industry is worth about $100 billion. So the video game industry is 3 to 4 times bigger than the movie industry. Olympic runner Caster Semenya was identified as a female at birth and has identified as a female her whole life. But she actually has XY chromosomes. He has a condition where his normal genitals are severely underdeveloped and they look like female parts, but they're not. So this person's intersex, in a way. This person has won 2 women's Olympic gold medals and 3 women's world championships. Well, the track and field governing body ruled that he is a male, but the European Court of Human Rights says she was discriminated against by being forced to reduce her natural testosterone levels. He wants to compete against women in next year's Olympics in Paris. I don't care much for the term, but the concept is interesting. The word is sleep divorce. This is when a married couple, I presume otherwise happily, sleeps in different rooms. What percentage of Americans, what percentage of married couples do you think do this? I would have guessed almost none. Well, among baby boomers, 22%, Gen Z, 28%, Gen X, 33%, and 43% of millennials are sleep divorced. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, God received some good press when President Dwight Eisenhower signed legislation that put the phrase, "In God We Trust," on the U.S. currency. That happened this week in 1955, and despite court challenges over the years, The inscription still stands. Eisenhower took the action to counter the Soviet Union, which was actively suppressing all theological expression. The totalitarian Soviet state replaced the God stuff. Today, religion and belief in a higher power is rapidly diminishing in America. We are a secular country that celebrates self-pursuits. The so-called greater good is antiquated for many of us. This is leading to strife and division across the board. Crime often not punished, technology overwhelming spirituality, personal satisfaction paramount. Forget about the Ten Commandments. Sorry, you can't forget about something you never knew. The concept of good versus evil cannot possibly exist if you don't accept that some conduct is unbecoming. We are a nation that often rationalizes bad behavior. Once religious leaders had power in the USA, and some of them badly misused that power. The result? Today, no religious people can counter the relentless secularists, not one. The USA was founded on Judeo-Christian philosophy. Today, many citizens have no idea what that even is. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Francesco writes, people see and hear what they want to see and hear, Bill. I was talking to an old friend about the Biden money trail and the many different accounts, corporations, banks, and all of the stuff that's been reported. His answer, they all do it. There you go. He doesn't care. And there are millions and millions of Americans who don't care what the Bidens did. Don't care. Not in the least. And there are millions and millions of Americans who don't care what Trump did. Perry. Hey, Bill, once again, it's most evident the reason for our corruption in the country is lack of an honest media. That is absolutely true. Corrupt media leads and makes it much easier for corrupt politicians to operate. Catherine Partham, Windham, New Hampshire. Bill, did I hear you say that if Fatima Graves was placed in front of a congressional committee, she could not plead the fifth? Why would she? She's not charged with any crime. Fatima Graves is the wife of U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves in Washington, D.C. Matthew Graves refused to cooperate in the Biden investigation. Fatima Graves has been to the White House 28 times with no explanation. She's not charged with any crime. It's not illegal to go to the White House or take a message to the White House. It's not illegal. So why, if she would ever plead the fifth, then all kinds of doors open. Joseph Molinelli, Quag, Long Island. Bill, you stated Russia is our number one enemy. I thought it was China. It's Russia because Russia is militarizing and acting to invade other countries. China has not yet done that, unless you want to count Tibet decades ago. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The summer season is associated with sun, surf, and fun. It's also the time when movie studios drop the biggest films of the year. From outer space to giant sharks, here are the biggest summer blockbusters of all time. Number 10, Raiders of the Lost Ark. The 1981 debut of Indiana Jones earned $350 million worldwide. This summer, the new Indy not doing that well. Next, Disney's The Lion King. The animated tale is actually a retelling of Shakespeare's Hamlet. Total box office haul, $400 million. Number 8, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. The film made $600 million. The seventh spot goes to Jurassic Park. The dinosaur flick cost $68 million to produce, earned $750 million worldwide. Number six, Return of the Jedi. Audiences flocked to the theaters in the summer of 1983 to see the final battle between Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. Global ticket sales, $1 billion, adjusted for inflation. The top five begin with Avengers Endgame from Marvel Studios, was the first to break the $1 billion mark during its opening weekend. Total box office, $2 billion worldwide. Number four, The Empire Strikes Back. Regarded as the best film in the Star Wars franchise, it earned $2.1 billion. Third place, Jaws. The movie sparked a global hysteria surrounding sharks that remains to this day. Jaws made $2.2 billion. The second spot goes to E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Total sales, $2.3 billion. And the biggest summer blockbuster of all time, the original Star Wars, the film described by creator George Lucas as a space opera, cost just $11 million to make. Total ticket sales, $4.7 billion since its release. And here's something else you might not know. Many of the films on this list came from one man. Four of the highest grossing movies of all time, directed by Steven Spielberg. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.